This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, teaching influencers and bloggers how to become successful entrepreneurs. This is episode 105 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today's episode, I am going to be starting off by asking you guys some questions. But before we dive into that, I want to make sure that you are all aware that my live event this year is April 2nd through the 4th in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is Influencer Entrepreneurs Academy. If you are looking for an event where you will not only hear from experts in the industry, but also have an opportunity to put the strategies that are taught into practice, then this is the event for you. This is going to be like no other conference live event that you have ever attended. I plan to put each of my attendees into a mastermind group where they're going to be able to not only apply those strategies, but make sure based on the groups that they're in that it makes sense. They will get feedback from other women bloggers and online influencers that are pushing their businesses forward as well. And most of them will often be your target audience as well. So there's no better place than if you want to move your business forward and you want to meet people in real life, then you definitely need to be at Influencer Entrepreneurs Academy. We have amazing sponsors for this, and we're kicking it off with a cocktail cruise on the gorgeous Lake Norman. So make sure that you get your tickets while they're still available. You can head on over to the show notes and I will have a link there so that you can make sure that you grab your ticket. All right, so I want to talk today about how to kickstart your business for 2019. I know that it's not the first of the year, but I want to make sure that as it is still January, that we start thinking about how we can move it forward. So if you're thinking to yourself, you're the type of person where you can't get the steps that you need to take, or you're feeling like you're so overwhelmed with everything that you need to get done, then I'm telling you, this is the episode for you. So the very first thing that we need to make sure that we're focusing on when we look to kickstart our business is our routines. We need to look at ourselves and what it is that we're doing to get ourselves set up to have a good day. So some of these things that I'm going to talk about may seem basic, but it starts with your morning routine. What does that look like? I remember seeing there was a Facebook video that was out, and it was a colonel, I want to say, from the military. And he talks about in this video about how the very best way to start your day off right is to make your bed, because it's that first task that you completed. Often that's what we need. We need to be completing tasks. We have a laundry list of things that we expect to get done for our business as well as for our families. So being able to do tasks that can just simply check in our mind off is the best way to start. So I have part of my routine is I make sure that I make my bed in the morning. It may seem silly to some, but I'm telling you, when I walk in and I see that my bed is made, I feel like, okay, my day has started. I'm good for the rest of the day until it's time to climb in at 8 o'clock some night or 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Now, I started to really think about my routine because with having been off for the holidays for 2 weeks, just about, my girls were both home. My husband was home because he's also a teacher. We got into a routine of staying up late and sleeping in late. It became something where I felt like there was no routine to our day. And when the girls were the first day back, they had to go back on Thursday. On Wednesday, I had actually scheduled calls with some of my clients and started to focus again on my business and the goals that we wanted to hit for 2019. What I found is that Wednesday night when I went to go lay my head on the pillow, I couldn't fall asleep. It was like ping pong balls rattling around in my head because I was thinking about all the different things that I needed to do in my business. probably about a year to 2 years ago. I want to say it was right around the time when I was creating Pitch Perfect Pro. So about 2 years ago at this point, I had the worst time falling asleep. I was so excited and so motivated about the content that I was putting together for my audience that I would have a new thought as I was about to fall asleep. I would be jolted awake and start thinking about the next steps that I would need to take in order to put that into practice. So I got into the bad habit of taking not a sleep sedative, but it's I can't think of what exactly it's called. It's not anything prescription, but it was something that would help me sleep. It was like a chewy gummy thing that I was able to eat, and it just helped a little bit. But I was able to stop doing that once I got myself to make sure that I kind of shut my mind down and got into that routine. So when you start off your morning, you're setting yourself up for that night as well. And Wednesday, when the girls were still home, my husband was here, and I started working, there was still that little bit of a delay of getting started. The bed didn't get made. The laundry didn't get put in. I noticed that I wasn't focusing the way that I normally would have when they are not home. So with my morning routine, it starts off, like I said, with making the bed. But from there, I need to do some self-care. And self-care can look different to everybody. For some people, it might be running, which, as many of you know, I have become a runner. So running is definitely something that helps for me. It may be doing yoga. That is actually a practice that my very close friend from Charlotte is a yoga instructor, and she talks about it constantly, how she loves it, and it helps her focus. Now, any time in the past that I have done yoga, I can't shut my mind down. So for me, it's very frustrating because I feel like I know I'm supposed to be focusing. I know I'm supposed to be taking these deep breaths. I'm not moving fast enough. I need to feel like I'm moving fast enough. So when I couldn't sleep Wednesday, I decided that Thursday morning, I was going to make sure that I got in some yoga practice. I was going to force myself to do it. And I found that Thursday night when I went to sleep, I was much more relaxed. I was more focused because I had made sure that I did extra self-care. I ran, and then I also practiced yoga to make sure that I was kind of reflecting in on myself and making sure that I was ready for the rest of my day. So finding some form of self-care. Journaling is another great way. So if you're not one that likes to be active, start with journaling. Rachel Hollis has the Start Today Journal, which I will link to in the show notes. And it is a great journal to kind of give you some writing prompts and the way in which she organizes it, where she talks about writing your goals as if they've already happened. So it's not, I'm going to, it's I have. It's not I will be. It is I am. So that when you start writing it as if it has already happened, you lose that focus and feel as if you're reaching for these crazy audacious goals that will never happen. Journaling doesn't have to be something with writing prompts, though. Journaling can mean many different things. There's so many resources out there. So if something like that would be a good place to start for you, then look into journaling if you don't want to be active. You can do multiple pieces of this. But the biggest thing with this is you have to be doing self-care every single day. We do, as women, as mothers, sisters, daughters, we take care of so much. And I know in a past episode where I gave the best books for women entrepreneurs, I talked about the fact that I tried to make sure it was from a woman's standpoint, because men have a tendency where their focus can just be on their business. They don't have to necessarily worry about making sure that the laundry is done and the kids' activities and what lunch needs to be made this day and what's on the menu this day. These are all the thoughts that run through our heads, whereas a man often doesn't have to focus on all of those pieces. Some may do, and I'm not trying to say that they aren't involved in the family life, but for many of us as women and as mothers, we have to focus on so many different things, the doctor's appointments and the kids' activities and maybe a dentist appointment for ourselves. You never know, right? But the point is because there's so many different things that we're focusing on, we have to make sure that we do some self-care for ourselves in order for us to be strong business women and mothers and daughters. We need to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves so that we can put our best foot forward with our families and friends, because that's what's going to make us better at being those people for them. So making sure that part of your morning routine does involve some sort of self-care. Now, another thing that I feel like when the new year hits, everybody's talking about it, right? We all see everybody talking about eating healthier, becoming healthier. For me, it's not necessarily that I'm being healthier and I'm trying to work out and I'm staying active. It's more the self-care of my mind. I need my mind to kind of get off the extra stress and be able to get those things out on paper or out on the road when I'm running. It also, though, comes to your health of what you're eating, what you're putting into your body. Now, I am not a nutritionist. I am not going to talk to you about what you, as far as your diets and the different types that are out there. You do you, right? I am a certified coffee drinker. I have 3 cups of coffee. And yes, my last cup of coffee is normally at 7 o'clock. And no, the caffeine normally does not affect me. But it does matter what you're putting into your body to make sure that you're energizing yourself. There are some habits that I've definitely tried to change. Do I always stick with it? Not necessarily. But thinking about the things that we're putting into our body that we're not just stress eating and grabbing a bag of chips while we're sitting at our computers, or whether we're doing social media and we've got a candy bar, or for me, it would be a bag of my favorite candy with lots of sugar, Sour Patch Kids. So thinking about the things that we put into our body, are you starting off with a smoothie? Are you starting off with a good breakfast? Drinking plenty of water. It's definitely something that is part of that self-care for your body as well. So making and figuring out and sticking to that routine. I cannot emphasize for you guys enough. My husband came home yesterday from his first day back to school. And he said to me, now he is a PE teacher in an inner city school district. And he said to me, the kids were off the hook. They were so off. They were exhausted. They were laying around. He said, normally he can't get them to stop moving. He had kids laying on the floor trying to take naps in the middle of PE class. And it's because they're not used to the routine. When I was a teacher, my students flourished when they knew what to expect, when they had that routine in place. And I know I feel like I'm saying the word routine 85 million times, but that's what it's about. It's about not having to think about, okay, what am I going to do next? But it just becoming very natural. My mornings are they're the same every day. And it makes it so that it frees up space in my brain about what's the next thing that I need to do. So if you're a homeschooling mom, or you are an empty nester that doesn't have to worry about any kids and getting them out the door, still coming up with some sort of morning routine and what that's going to look like for you. And that comes down to getting those household tasks in too. Part of my routine is I'll get ready in the morning. I get dressed every single day. I don't wear my yoga pants all day long. I'm normally in maybe a pair of leggings, or if it's a summer, I'm in a dress. I'm putting on makeup every day. And it's not necessarily because people are going to see me. It's more because it makes me feel like I'm working. I used to not get myself ready. And I would sit around in yoga pants and maybe have, well, not me, a ponytail, long, long time ago for a ponytail. But when I used to not get my hair done, go in and take a shower, whatever it might be, I found that I wasn't as productive. It didn't feel like I was at work and getting my work done and being that professional that I want to be seen as. So getting yourself ready so that you feel comfortable and confident that if you had to go out to meet a client or meet a brand, do an in-person event, that would be part of it. I know some people might be rolling their eyes because maybe that's not what you do. Maybe you don't wear makeup. Maybe that's not part of your routine, and that's okay. I'm not telling you you have to wear makeup, because let me just tell you, I didn't start wearing it till I was 30. So just getting that feeling of I'm working, I'm part of the workforce, and this is the way I would be seen, but I'm working on my business. So getting yourself ready. Now, once I'm done getting myself ready and I come out of my bedroom and I'm ready to walk into my office, one of the things that I always do is I put on a load of laundry. It's so simple and so easy, and it's something that I have to do in my family every single day. Now, you're probably wondering, why is she talking about household tasks? Well, you're moms, you're still running the house. And in order to get some of those things done, you've got to be able to figure out ways in which it just becomes part of the routine of what you're going to do. So before I sit down at my desk, I throw in a load of laundry, and then I go about my day of what I'm going to need to do, whether it's talking to clients, whether it is writing a blog post, recording a podcast, doing social media, whatever it is. And then when I stop for lunch, I put the clothes that were in the laundry into the dryer. And then I go about the rest of my day. That becomes 2 minutes of throwing stuff in and changing it over to the dryer. Whereas if I didn't have it getting done at a certain time, I would forget about it, or it wouldn't get folded or whatever else. So you become making it part of what you're doing every day and making it, that's the next step. I instinctively know that when I'm done with my morning, I'm going to go have some lunch. I'm going to make a sandwich. I am going to go to throw something out in my laundry room, which is where the garbage is, because yes, Charlie eats out of the garbage, so we have to hide it in the laundry room. But I'm going to notice when I go and step into the laundry room, yep, I got to switch everything over to the dryer. And then I just let the clothes do their thing, dry all day. And at the end of the night, while the girls are showering or getting ready, I take the clothes out, fold it, and get it put away before they go upstairs to go to bed. It literally, if someone wanted to figure out my day and write down the times, if someone were to observe me, it would be consistent every single day when I do things. I'm probably one of the easiest people if you wanted to try to steal something from my house or come and get me or whatever it is. You will find me doing the same things regularly every single day. And that is a big part of what we need to do in order to accomplish our goals. Now, we've talked about that routine of ourselves, the self-care, making sure that we actually see times in our day where we're getting things done. Now, another piece of this is goal setting. You have to be writing down your goals. I've talked about this in multiple episodes. I'm going to actually link to it, all of the goal setting episodes, in the show notes, because I think it's really important that we focus on how to create our goals, what we want them to look like, and what we're looking at as far as them. Now, many of you probably took a look at 2019 and hopefully set up some income goals. You should have reflected back on what you had made in 2018 and how you're going to now affect 2019 with those goals. Now, I'm going to link to an episode, a training that I actually did inside of Mastering Your Influence, which is my membership site. Now, I did this training with the expectation of understanding how to take those income goals that you expect to hit in 2019, but you have to use the numbers that you actually got in 2018 and what those income streams look like. So I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well so that you can get that bonus training. Those are the types of trainings that I'm always doing inside the membership site. Once a week, they get free training. So if you're not a member of Mastering Your Influence, you're definitely going to want to take a look at the membership site. It is a great way to get on a routine, to start getting weekly trainings that are going to move your business forward, give you the most up-to-date information. Now, when you're looking at those goals that you're setting up for yourself are going to normally look at like 90 days. Now, when you're looking at them, you then have to determine the tasks that are going to help you hit those goals. And those tasks, the way that I do it is I sit down Sunday night before my week starts and I write out my tasks based on the goals that I had written for my 90 days of what I'm trying to hit. So if I'm trying to focus on growing my podcast, well, what are some of the tasks that are going to help me do it? Is it going to be pitching other podcasters? Because we all know that podcast listeners have a tendency to listen to other podcasts. So am I going to be a guest on other podcasts? And if so, then I need to write down the task of pitching other podcasters to be on their podcast. Now, with that being said, I can't just arbitrarily say I'm going to pitch. I need to say, how many am I going to pitch in that week? So if I'm writing down, I'm going to pitch 3 per week, or I'm going to pitch 5 per week, whatever it might be, then that's what I'm going to make sure is written in my planner as part of my tasks for the week. Now, this is the same thing if you want to work with brands. Maybe part of your income was a sponsored post. We all know that's what I'm best known for, right? So because of that, if you have a monetary goal that you have for those 90 days, and then you broke it down by monthly of how much you want to actually be making in those months, so the month of January, what did you write down for your income goal from sponsored posts? You can have that income goal, but what are the tasks that are going to make you hit that? Is it you're going to pitch a certain number of brands in a week, just like I talked about with the podcast? Is it you're going to tag a certain number of brands in your Insta stories and start engaging and interacting with them weekly? Another task could be you're going to look for new brands to work with. So let's say, for example, you're in the healthy food industry. What are some new healthy food brands? If you are a vegan food blogger or you do healthy recipes, there are new products coming out constantly. So you should be maybe taking a trip to Whole Foods and checking out what they have on their shelves as far as brands. Because one of the biggest things that I often will hear from students of Pitch Perfect Pro is, Jenny, I've hit all the brands. I've emailed all of them. And I'll say, okay, well, how many have you pitched? And they'll straight face 10. And I'll say, I'm sorry, you pitched 10? You didn't hit all of the brands. You can't simply just think, I'm going to reach out to Betty Crocker and that's one of my goals. That's a huge brand. You have to start looking for the smaller ones. What are the ones that are in the different in the stores? And if you're not familiar with their product, get their product and make sure that you like it. That's a perfect time to tag them on Insta stories saying, I found this great brand at, and tag that brand. And this is the new chip that they have out, or this is the new cracker or the new cheese or the new whatever it might be. You guys need to start thinking beyond what we're so used to. It's not just the big name brands, Lowe's and Home Depot or Target. Those are huge. Those are brands that could take years to get into. And yes, you can start trying to court them now and tag them and do all sorts of things. But how many bloggers do you think are doing that? There's hundreds of thousands probably courting Target and Lowe's and Home Depot. Instead, look at the products that they have on their shelves. What brand makes that product? That's where you want to start. You want to start with the product brand. So I didn't want to get off on a tangent here with talking about how to pitch brands, but you guys all know how much I love it. So with that being said, I want to make sure that you know that Pitch Perfect Live, my 5-day free live training, is coming up. It's going to be starting January 28th. through February 1st. So we're also going to link to that in the show notes. And if you haven't, or if you've already done it, sign up again. Because I'm telling you, every single time you will do it, you're going to learn something new. You're going to find out something new about what's working and what's not. There are different things that are working now that weren't necessarily working before. We're actually seeing a really high rate on Instagram. And I may even have a little trick for you about how to reach out to brands on Facebook. I know normally I've said no to that, but attend Pitch Perfect Live and you're going to see why that's actually working. So those were the tasks, though. The reason we were talking about brands is because we're talking about it as part of a task to hit that bigger income goal for increasing our income on sponsored posts. You have to know the tasks that are going to help you hit the income goals. You can't just simply say, oh, well, I want to apply for Mediavine, right? Mediavine's impression or the number of page views has to be 25,000. So that's my goal. That's a great goal. But how in the heck are you going to do it? You have to know the tasks. So when you are looking at that, what does that consist of? Well, you need to increase page views, right? So what are you going to do to increase page views? Are you going to start paying more attention to SEO? Maybe you've been blogging for 3 years and you have old content that you didn't do any keyword research on. So now you're going to start doing keyword research. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to check out the Facebook group Search Engine Seduction by Mary Odette White, because she is giving such a wealth of information away. So that if you don't know how to do keyword research, maybe part of what you need to do as a task is to purchase a course that's going to teach you how to do it. You need to be able to see the steps that build up to those big income goals that you're writing down. It's important to write goals. It's also important to know the steps that you need to take with tasks in order to hit those goals. You guys, all of this goes into kickstarting your business forward. You have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and setting goals. And I'm telling you, when you're able to reflect back and look at the things that you have accomplished, it makes all the difference in your business. Because a lot of this business is mindset. A lot of this is not looking at Instagram or looking at Instagram and comparing yourselves to others. You have to be able to feel confident in what you have accomplished. And if you feel like you're not checking off tasks or you're not doing things that are going to move you forward, you're going to be on the roller coaster ride of the ups and downs of feeling like you're, are you really moving forward? And I know that it's an overwhelming and it can often feel like you're stuck, which is why this podcast is here for you, to give you steps that you can take in order to move yourself forward and to organize yourself and your business. Guys, I cannot thank you enough for the time you spend listening. I know that some of you are listening maybe in the car, maybe in the shower, which is how I listen. But what's important is that you're taking the time to do it. And I would so appreciate it if you know of another blogger that is part of your tribe, that is someone that you talk to and is struggling and has these questions, share the podcast with them. Tell them about the podcast. I appreciate it so much. I love seeing the on Insta stories when people tag me on how they are listening to the podcast. I love knowing that I'm making you run on that treadmill, Linda, from Veganosity. And I love seeing that you are listening, because in order to create this podcast, it was over a year ago now, but it was kind of a whim. I didn't know if there would be people listening. And I appreciate you guys so, so very much for listening. All right, guys. I would so love it if you have a chance to leave a review on iTunes. It helps other people, again, find the podcast and show that people truly are listening. So until next time, I will see you all then.